Welcome into the Did You Know Show on this Thursday, January 26th. Trevor Grady here, joined by Noah Cassidy on the Did You Know Show, where you learn something new every day, whether it be a fun fact, unknown history, anything under the sun. And Noah's got something to kick us off today.
So I got something that I actually knew this. I don't remember if it was from history or from seeing something on TV or something like that. So I knew this, but when I saw it, I don't think many people know this. And so it's actually real, true history, and it's a mysterious kind of thing that still to this day, nobody on Earth knows what happened.
Okay.
So did you know that there's an island in North Carolina, on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, called Roanoke Island?
Okay.
And so it originally believed to be inhabited by Native Americans for over 9,000 years. Well, when we came over here to colonize in 1584, was the first British settlers that arrived on that island. There was about 200 of them. They established colonies all over North America. But whenever the 200 colonists established on Roanoke Island, it didn't last very long. They're only there for just 2 years, and then they all just vanished. Mm. So, like, I guess some other settlers has rolled up, expecting, you know, the colony to still be there, and they were all gone. All that was left was a note that was written on a tree, carved into actually two trunks of two trees near the colony, where the cryptic letters, the two names were Croatan and Crow.
Hmm.
And none of the settlers were ever seen or heard of again. Nobody knows what happened to them. Just 200 settlers out of nowhere disappeared.
Interesting.
And there's just this carved words, Croatan Crow, on a tree trunk.
Are there any leads in, like, what those words mean or anything?
Nobody knows. It's some type of, they think it's like a lost native tongue that was there. But it's just like nobody knows what the words mean. Nobody knows what it is. It's just out of nowhere, these 200 colonists are just gone.
That's craziness. Yeah, I certainly did not know that one. So that's crazy stuff. I wonder if it'll ever be solved. Probably not.
Probably. I mean, it's been this long. Yep, it's one of the history's most puzzling mysteries.
Yeah, there you have it. All right, well, mine right here, I've got, do you know, what Las Vegas means in Spanish?
No clue.
So I never knew what it meant either, but it means the meadows. Which is pretty funny, because Las Vegas, you don't really think of meadows.
When
you think of Vegas, you know, most people know it as Sin City or the entertainment capital of the world or just Vegas. But yeah, in Spanish, its name, it just means the meadows. And obviously, meadows are not very prominent in the landscape of Las Vegas today. But back in 1829, when Rafael Rivera, the Mexican scout, he was the first non-Native American to arrive in the area. And when Mr. Rivera arrived, he came upon a grassy valley whose nutrient-rich soil was pretty much all meadows. And so obviously today those meadows do not really exist.
Not
it's mostly
all,
casinos
no.
and hotels and the Vegas Strip. But back in the day, it was mainly made of meadows. And that's why they named it Las Vegas, meaning the meadows.
Was it like, I don't know, maybe, was it just like Las Vegas itself and everything around it was still desert, or it was just like the area was meadows?
Yes, it says he came upon a grassy valley with nutrient-rich soil, and it was kept verdant by desert spring water. So I think it was still a desert, but they were like the main area of Vegas.
I guess that makes sense, because Vegas is kind of in a little bit of a bowl.
A valley.
So I guess down there in that valley was meadows and everything else was desert.
Yeah.
So we just decided to destroy the meadows and put some casinos in there.
Yeah. So there you have it. Las Vegas means the meadows. All right. Learn something new today on the Did You Know Show. Appreciate you listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 2:45 and every weekday at 2:45 on the Did You Know Show.